Listening Library presents The Paper Cowboy by Kristen Levine. Read for you by Lincoln Hoppe. Chapter 1. The Paper.
Hands up!
My best friend, Eddie Sullivan, had a newspaper rolled and pointed at me like a gun. He was only 12, but over the summer he'd grown so much, he looked big enough to be in high school.
No way,
I called out. I grabbed the newspaper and tried to wrench it from him. My dog, Boots, started to bark, excited. He was a small, scruffy black mutt with paws as white as frost on the prairie.
Surrender, you little commie, Eddie said, and I might let you live. I'm not a communist.
Eddie pretended to shoot me with the newspaper. I fell down laughing.
Stalin's dead. But the Soviet Union is not giving up. I'm not going to let you take over the world.
We were standing on a mountain of newspapers. To our right, a glass bottle hill glowed brown and green in the sunlight. A bit farther on loomed a pile of tin cans, 10 feet tall, with the labels burned off so that the metal sparkled like the silver on a sheriff's star. Eddie grabbed one of my shoes and started to pull. I was laughing so hard I could barely swat him away.
Help, Boots!
My dog jumped into the fray, nipping at Eddie's ankles. It was the day of our community paper drive, when everyone placed their old papers and magazines by the side of the road. Eddie and I had spent all morning following the collection truck, watching his father swing the piles onto the truck bed. After lunch, we followed the truck on our bikes to the scrapyard. The truck would be